Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, February 4th, 2020. Fight for your freedom. Crazy news day today. Really insane. And then it's going to get worse because we'll have a little bit of clarification by the end of the day on the Iowa caucus fiasco, and it certainly is that. And then the State of the Union comes up at 9 Eastern time. I will tweet throughout it at Bill O'Reilly. And then after, I'm going to do a live broadcast for you guys. And the Blaze is going to pick it up. And so we're going to be analyzing President Trump's State of the Union later this evening. Don't miss it. All right. Okay, so the Iowa thing is just not a good look for the Democratic Party. Nobody knows what's happening. They'll dribble and drab stuff out over the next 3 days, but it doesn't matter. Everybody was there. Wolf Blitzer was waiting. Everybody was anticipating. I can tell you right now, Bernie Sanders won it, okay? And Buttigieg did pretty well. And Biden didn't do pretty well. But it doesn't matter because everybody's now talking, the fix was in and he did this. And to me, incompetence, chaos, not well run. So now it's on in New Hampshire. A week from tonight, polls close very early in the Granite State at 7 p.m. Eastern. Bernie's ahead, has been ahead, and has maintained his lead since 2016 in New Hampshire. Remember, he walloped Hillary Clinton last time around. And I expect that to happen to stay, and I'll explain why Biden's having so much trouble in a minute. But Buttigieg, you keep your eye on Buttigieg. He's a feisty guy. He could do okay there. So Iowa, once again, bye. It's over. You lost the moment. Nobody's going to care what you say from now on in. Harsh reality. There is a new poll out of WCVB-TV in Boston on the New Hampshire primary. I worked at that station. It is an excellent news station, WCVB, always has been. They have in New Hampshire, it is just out, Sanders 25, Biden 20. Not too bad for Joe. Warren 17, Buttigieg 12. But they got. We'll see. 7 days is a long time, particularly when there's chaos all over the place. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. So one of those on the fence and a Trump hater is Lisa Murkowski. She despises Donald Trump. I really don't know why. This is the senator from Alaska, very conservative Republican state. I don't know what it is about President Trump that Ms. Murkowski objects to. I wish I did, but it's hard for me to get any read on this. She's never really explained it. But she said from the Senate floor yesterday this. Go.
The president's behavior was shameful and wrong. His personal interests do not take precedence over those of this great nation. The president has the responsibility to uphold the integrity and the honor of the office, not just for himself, but for all future presidents. Degrading the office by actions or even name-calling weakens it for future presidents. And it weakens our country.
And nevertheless, Murkowski is not going to vote to remove Donald Trump and voted against witnesses. And that's because Mitch McConnell basically told her, look, if you want to run again on the Republican ticket, you better not hose us. Now, the president's behavior was shameful and wrong. That's a quote from Lisa Murkowski. I have said and said and said, and I can prove this, that if you read the United States of Trump, it is abundantly clear that Donald Trump remains convinced that Barack Obama and his administration, elements in his administration, purposely set out to sabotage Donald Trump's campaign and then presidency by this Russian collusion stuff, the dossier and all of that. That is what Donald Trump believes. So, the phone call made to Ukraine was an effort by President Trump to get information to back up his belief. And because Joe Biden was involved with Ukraine, remember, he was the point man in Ukraine, that President Trump asked the new president of Ukraine to look into what Biden did or did not do in Ukraine, because there are all kinds of allegations, some of them backed up, that elements in Ukraine tried to hack into our election in 2016, had stuff going on that pertained to the Russian collusion. So Trump, again, believing the Obama administration is all over Russian collusion, did it on purpose, wanted information about the Ukrainian factor. Now, this is not shameful, and it's not wrong. I would have done the same thing, and any responsible president, as a chief law enforcement officer of the land, would have done it as well. If there were shenanigans going on inside Ukraine that affected our election or tried to alter it in any way, we need to know that. If Joe Biden did something wrong in Ukraine as vice president, we need to know that. So Murkowski buys into the anti-Trump propaganda that the only reason the president made the call to Ukraine was to get dirt on Biden. That was one of many, many things that Donald Trump wanted. Again, he has a right to investigate. And even now, the Justice Department is investigating this whole thing. So Lisa Murkowski is not being astute, word of the day, A-S-T-U-T-E, astute. She's buying into the anti-Trump propaganda when it isn't true. I'm telling you the truth right now. I know the man. I know why he did what he did in Ukraine. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. All right, here's the final thought of the day. Our guest up top made an interesting point that the war inside the Democratic Party between so-called moderates, there really aren't very many moderates anymore in the Democrat Party, and the really out there far left progressives is going to get nasty. Now, Pete Buttigieg is positioning himself as moderate. He is not a moderate. He is a progressive guy, but he's never been scrutinized in an interview, so you don't know that. I see it this way. Bernie Sanders is going to win New Hampshire, I think, a week from tonight. He then goes to Nevada. His organization is pretty good out there, but Nevada, too close to call. I think Biden would win pretty substantially in South Carolina. That'll knock Bernie off his game a little bit. And then Super Tuesday comes up in early March. That'll tell the tale. But I don't think any of them are going to get the delegates they need. Bloomberg gets into the vote on Super Tuesday. Bloomberg has spent about $200 million so far on TV ads, all right? And he's rising up in the polls a little bit. He's going to be in the net, not in next Friday's, it's this Friday, this coming Friday, another Democrat debate before New Hampshire. Bloomberg will not be there, but he will be in the next one after that. Bloomberg, he can shake it up a little because Biden, as we said earlier, really having trouble. Okay. So there you go. Again, a reminder, I'll be on live tonight after the State of the Union. I hope you check in. And I'll be tweeting during it. And then we'll have our full broadcast tomorrow. See you then.